And you are listening to FOW Live on the FOW Radio Network. I am Patrick with Danny Danger. As always, Eric is who knows where. Mickey Villa around and parts unknown, doing what she always does. She may grace her presence. She may not. We'll see.
If you're not paying attention, Mickey Villa is technically on the call right now.
Bro, I know she's on the call, but people can't see her.
Well, so they can't see us either. In.
Huh?
They can't see us either, so you no, don't have but to they say can the hear Simon and parts unknown and all that.
She may, well, listen, just because she may be listening doesn't mean she's not in parts unknown.
I mean, I guess. All right, yeah, I'm doing all right. It's, you know, we're feeling the post-WrestleMania hangover, I guess. You know, a lot of people traveled a long way and saw a lot of wrestling shows, and things are in motion. Things are beginning to change, as they often do after WrestleMania. A lot of changes after WrestleMania this year. And, of course, we have a lot of interesting news about New Japan as well.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Eric jumped in quick earlier to make sure that he was here so he didn't have to miss the big talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, he's not paying any attention, so y'all talk away.
Bing Bing does his favorite subject, but
Eric's looking for playoff tickets.
Is this for the Bostonians?
Yeah, the Celtics and the Hawks are round one.
Oh, the Hawks made the playoffs? So darn.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Unfortunate for them.
Well, you know, can't have everything, I guess. All right. Well, Danny.
Yes.
Current Genesis.
Yeah, hell of a show.
Did you expect to end that way?
I mean, there were a couple things that happened that I didn't really expect. I made predictions for the title matches, and I was only correct on 2 out of 5.
Yeah. Let's take a look at these matches. So obviously, we're not going to go through the multi-mans. Usually about half of those. But let's talk about the 5 title matches that we did have. Mm-hmm. And first, the women, the 3-way match for the AWGP Women's Championship, Mercedes Moné retaining her championship against, You told me
you pronounced Azumi.
Azumi, even though there's no U. Okay, got you.
But that's how the letters are pronounced in Japanese. They don't say the letter is Z, they say it is Zu.
Well, yeah. I still haven't learned any Japanese. Azumi and Hikuzi, excuse me.
Less than
15 minutes.
It was a really good match. Azumi and Hazuki have had a long rivalry over the high speed championship there in Stardom. So they know each other very, very well. They move very, very quickly against each other. So I was concerned that maybe Mercedes wouldn't be able to keep up with them, that they would kind of focus on each other and she would be kind of the third wheel in. She looked in no way out of place. She was able to match them in their speed and their transitions. She looked excellent. She absolutely and completely looked like a star. And for the most part, she kind of controlled the pacing of the match. Ultimately getting the win, retaining her championship, and then being challenged by the number one contender, Mayu Iwatani, who she has now laid out twice. Mm-hmm. Once she slapped, she slapped the crap out of her right there after the match when Mayu came to shake hands and lay stake to her title match. And then they had the press conference this morning with a face to face where Moné laid her out there on the stage. Left Mayu lying again. Now, from everything I've heard, that will be Monet's final contracted match with Bushiroad, Stardom New Japan. So I don't know, you know, so a lot of people probably speculating that she'll drop the title to Mayu, but, you know, she could always continue. She could always sign a new contract. She could always work a match at a time. It just depends what she wants to do. But, you know, Mayu's, you know, the Stardom icon. She's been there from the start and has held every single championship they've ever had. So she looks to grab the newest belt, I think. It's gonna be a really good match. I liked Mercedes getting the different reaction in Japan than she did in San Jose. In San Jose, you know, everybody knew her. She was, you know, she got huge reactions of, you know, and in Japan, yes, they love her, but at the same time, she came in as kind of the outsider. And they were waiting for her to prove herself to them. Against her, you know, her challengers that were much better known to the Japanese crowd, but I think she did a very, very good job, and she looked very good in the match.
Yeah, you know, for match, yeah. I mean, the speculation is going to be that it was going to happen with Monet now. So you're gonna have to stay tuned and see exactly what comes of it. But until then, she is the champion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's her belt. So let's see. All right. Next up, the television title was on the line as Zack Sabre Jr. defended against Shota Umino, and of course, was successful as TMDK. Sorry, letters, not my best thing right now. You need to add vowels. Help me out, you people. And added a new member. So, but yeah, another fun match as I said, Virginia. I mean, he looks like he's just having fun out there. So,
I mean, this tailor made for him. It really is. It's, you know, and he and Shota had a really good match. See, my prediction for this one was that it would go the time limit draw. Okay, because in the New Japan Cup, Shota got a pinfall win over Zach. But it was in about 26 minutes. So my guess was that, you know, it would go the 15-minute time limit. Zach retains, being that, you know, Shota couldn't beat him in under 15 minutes. But it turned in very different. You know, it was around 11 minutes or so. Zach was able to roll him up and get a good pinfall victory over him, you know, after Shota hit Death Rider and Zach kicked out. So, you know, commentary at least was speculating like, hey, he's carrying around the Mox jacket and he's doing Death Rider. And once, you know, Zach kicked out of Death Rider, he kind of didn't know what to do. So he started trying to like to just hit it again rather than going to, you know, another maneuver that he knew would be a definitive win. So they're talking maybe it's time for Shota to kind of pull the rest of the way away from his John Moxley guidance. And embrace more the strong style roots. So we'll see if that continues or how that plays out. But yeah, Zach remains the champ and looks outstanding doing it every single damn time.
Yeah, of course the addition to to the group is something we haven't talked about. Of course, I think it happened last month when Robbie Eagles.
Yeah, we talked about Robbie.
The group. I don't remember talking about him joining the group, but it might be one of those things, I guess.
Well, we talked about it briefly because it was just by video package when he made the challenge to Hiromu, you know, saying that he was the newest member and stuff. And I think it's a great fit for him. I mean, essentially, they're all Aussies, so they all have fellow, you know, their countrymen. Well, Zach's not an Aussie, but TMDK is an Aussie-based group, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shane Hayes and Mikey Nichols and Tito and, you know, Jonah, I think, is still technically part of it as Bronson Reed. You know, they'll still, you know, list him as a member of the group. But,
you're always part of you're always part of the club unless you get kicked out of
it. Pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Well, so one of the cool things about Robbie is I like the story that they're going with is why he decided to leave Chaos. And basically, you know, so during the pandemic, Robbie pretty much was one of the guys who held down the junior heavyweight division. Okay. He was a junior heavyweight champion. He and Tiger Mask were two-time junior heavyweight tag team champions, you know, so representing Chaos, of course. And then, you know, Yo finally gets his head in the game and, you know, Robbie gets put in a backseat. Robbie goes back to Australia, is doing some stuff there. Leo Rush comes in. Leo's pushed to the front. So now Robbie essentially finds him the third rated junior heavyweight in his faction. So, you know, that being the pop, you know, being the popularity and then just the tenure of Yo, and then being that he's now brought his best buddy Leo in, they're obviously going to favor their golden guy's best friend. So Robbie's sitting there as third shelf going, well, dude, I'm a two-time, you know, I'm a junior heavyweight champion. I'm a junior heavyweight tag team champion. I'm not going to get any opportunities because whenever they come for the faction, they're going to go to, you know, Leo and Yo first, and I'm down the line. So, you know, he said that Zach reached out and said, hey, we want you to be the junior for, you know, for our group. You know, our group's growing, it's expanding. He said, we want you to be the junior heavyweight, you know, to go in there and win that championship and hold the division down for us. So, you know, for Robbie, it seemed like a, kind of a no-brainer type decision. You know, he left Bullet Club when they kind of pushed him aside in favor of, you know, Ishimori and El Phantasmo. He left, you know, to join Chaos. And then once Chaos kind of, you know, he was there and kind of old news within Chaos and they pushed him aside, he found somebody who'd respect him and treat him, you know, treat him the way he wants to be treated, which is, I think is a really cool story arc. You know, he's constantly trying to find ways to be the best and to be able to prove that he's the best. So I actually had Robbie winning this match because I know he has two strong wins over Hiromu, both a title defense during his reign and a strong Best Super Juniors win last year over Hiromu. You know, Hiromu did take a lot of damage in the match, but was still able to come back and hit and get the big win over Robbie. So that was kind of surprising to me.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, speaking of that match, let's just go to it. I mean, I thought it was definitely a great match.
I jumped ahead because we were talking about Robbie, but
which is kind of funny because you're talking about the Aussies and I had like the perfect.
Yeah. You're so, like Aussie Open. Come on, Aussie Open. Yeah, well, you thought I was setting you up, but whatever. I was talking about Robbie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed that. Man, I mean, I really enjoy a healthy Hiromu. I feel like he's finally getting, you know, that title reign and that he hasn't been able to have because of the injuries. I feel like the last two or three times that he became champion, he got injured and had to either let Bell go or just couldn't defend it for a long time. So I'm glad that he's finally in a place where he's healthy and he's not killing himself and he's able to be having these really fun matches with people. And Robbie Eagles is a great guy to wrestle with because he just loves to bounce all over the place. And the matches are really fun. But yeah, being able to see a healthy Hiromu with the belt, finally getting that title run that he deserves, of course, here successfully defended the title. I mean, it was a really fun match to watch.
Well, Hiromu right now is on a quest to break the record for the most defenses within a single run of that championship. I think the record is at 11 defenses. That was held by Jushin Liger on a single defense. So Hiromu is looking to make 12 defenses of that belt and make history once again. That match against Robbie was only number 3. So he still has a long way to go. But, you know, I think it's going to be an exciting quest for him, taking on a lot of different challengers. You know, now the borders are open and all this stuff. Once again, he could, you know, take challengers here in the United States as well. We have, you know, All Elite's Forbidden Door 2 coming up. It's very possible we could see Hiromu defend that championship here in the United States, or at one of the, you know, New Japan branded shows here in the US as well. Just kind of be interesting to see.
Yeah. So with that talk in mind, the tag team titles on the line and Aussie Open become the new champions, bringing championship gold to the United Empire.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was so, you know, like a minute and a half in when they do those dives and Kyle Fletcher cracks his head on the guardrail, I thought he was done. I thought like, okay, there's no way they're going to let him continue to wrestle in this match. He just cracked his head. And then he gets back in there and he's bleeding from the back of his head. And so what do they do to stop the bleeding and let him continue? They do some Terry Funk, Sabu type shit. And then they just take wrist tape and wrap it around his head and cover up the wound so he can keep on wrestling the match. And then they go to wrestle another 15 minutes and win the belts. I mean, hell of a performance by Kyle Fletcher. But, I mean, Aussie Open's an amazing team. And I fully expect them to defend those championships against FTR at Forbidden Door, which is also going to be a hell of a match. They had a hell of a match the first time they met, so this would be the second match between these two teams. And I expect that match to be a hell of a match too.
Now, your main event of the evening. I did not realize we were going to get this this outcome, but first of all, 27 minutes, and Okada is taken down, so now the new champion. I mean, new look, new group, just new everything. You know, and so now it's not your new champion. Obviously, a guy who's been there before. I mean, he had that, you know, run in 2021.
He's never held the belt before, though.
Right.
He's never held the IWGP World Belt before. This is his first run of it.
Right, but it's a single start. Like, I think he broke out a couple years ago. You know?
Yeah, with making the finals in the G1 a couple times against Ibushi. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the big win over Okada in the G1 that one year. Couple years ago,
right?
So he's been one of those guys who's been so close, but he's always lost when the title's been on the line. Mm-hmm. You know, he was in kind of a slump and a funk where he hadn't won a match in a while, and he just kind of looked like his heart wasn't anymore. And that first round, the New Japan Cup, Taichi was kind of able to snap it out of him, and we see essentially a brand new Sonata. He has a brand new finishing move. That so far has put everybody away that he's hit it with. They've named it Deadfall, is that DDT variation he's using. He blasts through the New Japan Cup. I still thought he was going to fall to Okada. I thought it was going to be like a good thing, but he still wasn't going to be enough for the Rainmaker. And he beat him. He took the big combo too. He took the Cobra Flosion and was able to reverse Rainmaker to Deadfall. So far, he's been the only person who's taken the Cobra Flosion and hasn't immediately taken the Rainmaker. He was able to survive that move in itself and then reverse the Rainmaker into Deadfall. So, you know, commentary was talking about, you know, the creation of Deadfall may not have been just to win the New Japan Cup. It may have been a move to best the Rainmaker. You know, because all he did was, you know, when he was in the Rainmaker, Okada had his arm. All he did was throw a right elbow, reposition his arm, and he was already throwing Okada into that move. So mm-hmm. They kind of talked as though that move was, you know, specifically created to be a counter to the Rainmaker. I mean, it's an outstanding match, an outstanding story. You know, his rise pretty much just, you know, snapped, and now he's reached his full potential, and here he is as IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. Just five guys. No burgers, no fries. Just five guys.
Yeah. And It looks like his next match is already set.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no time to wasting. As he's got oh my god, what is that show?
His former teammate and friend Hiromu comes out and challenges him for the heavyweight championship.
You know, the name of the show escapes me too, but I feel like
it's one of their
annual.
Yeah, one of the big ones. Yeah. Shit, I can't remember either.
Yeah, we're both gone. Yeah, I mean, that's gonna be quite a match.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's gonna bother me now for a hot minute until Google. Dontaku, Wrestling Dontaku.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah. Wrestling Dontakus, they're gonna be facing off, I think, my birthday weekend, Wednesday, May 3rd. It's gonna be Sonata versus Hiromu for the IWGP championship. Tama Tonga will be defending the Never Open Weight title against David Finlay. Minoru Suzuki, El Desperado, and Renner Rita will be defending the six-man tag team titles against Okada and two partners to be named. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Jeff Cobb. Kenta versus Hikuleo. I guess Hikuleo's going to be going through all the members of... he's still battling Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then a bunch of, you know, multi-man matches there. But yeah, May 3rd, we got, who do you think Okada is going to choose as his partners?
I don't know. I don't really know. He could bring in, you know, somebody from, you know, All Elite if they want to continue to kind of build the Forbidden Door 2 thing, you know? Have Okada show allegiance with somebody. He and Tanahashi have been teaming together pretty regularly, so, you know, he could get Tana again.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. They haven't really announced anything for Forbidden Door. That's going to be what, like, can... 2 months, is that in June? Yeah, June 25th, we still got Wilds back. There's still a lot of shows to happen. Also announced that G1 is moving back to the summer.
Yeah.
This year, as it usually has been. Of course, I think it was the Olympics and then, you know, just COVID in general, that kind of made it a full event the last few years. But as it has been traditionally, it is coming back to the summer. So
yeah. The heat of the summer.
Yeah, that's when New Japan forces me to have to do mathematics.
Yeah.
The one time a year. I pull out the calculator and figure out the formula to success. Or at least to Wrestle Kingdom, but yeah, that is New Japan. That what's been going on, and I'm telling you, it's really fun. I mean, it's gonna kind of weird gonna be to see Okada in the net. You know, they're doing that Washington Philly loop again this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit weird with Okada as the champion.
Yeah.
Kind of weird that they're headlining these shows. You know, you would think maybe you wait until after that tour and then you don't have Okada as the champion. But at this point, you know, he's above the title, right?
Especially in the United States, I think Okada is a big enough star that without the championship, he's still a main eventer. I mean, but Sonata will be on, you know, on one of two of those shows as well, so they'll probably have them against each other in tag matches or something.
Yeah, I don't even know what that those shows are looking like. let's see. Because I know they announced a bunch of stuff for it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's almost sold out. There's only, I think, a few bleacher seats for Capital Collision.
In D.C., yeah.
On Saturday, April the 15th. That's coming up 4 days from now, this weekend.
And if you want to watch it and you're a New Japan subscriber here in the United States, you got to shell out some extra money, friends.
It's in the pay-per-view. A.R. Fox versus David Finlay. Okay. Cool Air Fox. Was the last time we've seen A.R. Fox in a New Japan show? Was it a Rambo, or am I just imagining that?
I think you're imagining that. I don't think A.R. Fox is. I think if he's done something, it's been like one of the New Japan America shows or whatever.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tom Lawlor. That's going to be a banger. Ishii versus El Desperado. Yeah, Naito and Hiromu versus Sonata and Kanemaru. Eddie Edwards versus Kenta for the Strong Openweight Championship. And we got a Strong Openweight Tag Team title match. The Motor City Machine Guns versus Aussie Open and Tanahashi and Okada. Oh, yeah, this is the one where Tanahashi and Okada are teaming up for the titles.
Yeah.
In your main event. Yeah. So that's going to be at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. Never understood why they couldn't call it the Sports and Entertainment Arena. But, you know, maybe they just didn't want to be confused. Of course, the match of the next day, they will be in Philadelphia. Collision in Philadelphia. I feel like last year they called it something else. And that one's going to have a number one contender matches. Is this the one who's having the two number one contender matches, or should you say one of them? Lance Archer versus Juice Robinson. I think Tanahashi is on the other one. They're doing like a four-man mini tournament.
Okay, gotcha.
To declare the number one contender to Kenny
Omega. Yeah, at Forbidden Door. Yeah.
So Lance Archer versus Juice Robinson is one, and I thought it was Tanahashi and somebody else on the other side. If I'm not imagining it. Your main event, Tanahashi, Ishii, and Leo Rush versus United Empire. And hey, Chase Owens and Kenta teaming up against Naito and Hiromu. So that ought to be fun. All roads leading to
Bendor 2
now. I know we're still not at the summer. I mean, we'll probably get the announcement of the participants for the New Japan, for the G1 Climax after Dontaku.
Yeah.
Give me one or two names that you'd like to see in the tournament. Maybe they have never been. That you'd be interested in seeing go through and have that. The little run there, the G1.
I know somebody who would be really interesting, even though he probably wouldn't have a strong win loss record. Eddie Kingston. I think he would be a good pick. You know, maybe he wins a match at Forbidden Door 2, which, you know, gives him a spot in the G1. You know, I don't think, you know, I've also heard rumors about Bryan Danielson going to New Japan. You know, they've had those little vignettes, you know, making it seem like a giant kaiju monster is coming to Japan. And they show the eye of what, you know, some people have speculated is a dragon. You know, so there's, thoughts that maybe this summer that Brian Danielson would go to New Japan. It's very possible that if, you know, now they're doing the G1 back in the summer instead of in the fall, it's very possible Brian Danielson could be in the G1. Only time he's ever competed in New Japan, he was still a junior. He was fighting in the junior heavyweight division.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Man, he's somebody I like to see. Is Leo Rush considering himself a heavyweight these days?
No, he just fought Hiromu for the junior heavyweight championship.
I know, but still, you know, he likes to fight big guys and small guys and old guys.
Well, that's kind of how the indie scene works, and then that's kind of how WWE works, and that's where he's been. But in New Japan, he's considered a junior heavyweight.
Mm-hmm. I just like glanced over that, you know, even though Hiromu does have a date with Destiny, or at least Sonata at Dontaku, on the road to Dontaku, he's got to defend his title against Kanemaru. So
yeah, Kanemaru laid the challenge and said, "Hey, you got to get through me first."
So that could be the fourth defense for Hiromu.
And of course, I also announced the Best of the Super Juniors, the 30th anniversary is going to be this year, and so they're going to announce the junior heavyweights. They're going to be participating on April 27th. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's move back to this side of town. I guess to quote the American Nightmare, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, what does Eric want to talk about when it comes to the American Nightmare?
I wonder if Eric's still looking for tickets.
It sounds like he's playing a game. There's a lot of clicking going on.
Well, there's a lot of clicking and ticket mastering. I remember trying to get tickets to Queen plus Adam Lambert, and I failed miserably no matter how much I clicked.
Like, they're sold out? Or you just trying to get like, the pre-sale or something?
No, I was trying to get tickets while they were on sale. I mean...
Oh, I didn't know that show had sold out. I was interested in checking it out, but...
Sold out the same day.
Damn.
Yeah, so I started looking at tickets in New York, Chicago, you know, places where I could like do a quick one, you know, overnight flight. Like, no, it's all bad. So sold out. Yeah, but I'm still gonna look. And if I can find two tickets, I will buy two tickets. But yeah. All right. Did we talk about Jay White being not the big announcement last year, this week?
We made a lot of jokes about what it could be.
So we
about the big announcement being Wembley. So we talked about that.
Yeah. Because we talked about, you know, how seemingly difficult it would be to fill Wembley Stadium.
Yeah,
for anybody. I mean, even WWE didn't sell out WrestleMania this year.
I mean, you know, it's funny how they tout 161,000 people.
Yeah,
when 80 of those 160 of those were probably the same people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most of them. The you're not gonna go there and just buy tickets for one night. It's the same people counted twice. Yeah.
But, you know, that's the fact that they let him get away with that type of marketing. I mean, at least with WrestleMania 3, you know, where they had 93,000 people in the Pontiac Silverdome, at least that was a little more, you know, it's more like, okay, you may not doubt that.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't know. It's so funny hearing Triple H just tout the number. The way that he does. Just gives me the giggles. But yeah, so what else is happening in AEW? So apparently Time Warner Discovery is doing a lot of the backing for this Wembley show. Obviously there's going to be a lot of money invested in it, not just by the cons, but by Warner Discovery and other partnerships in the UK. So that should help get the word out and get people out there. I think tickets go on sale at some point in the next month or so.
Yeah.
I don't think anything of consequence is happening in AEW. Not that I can think of. So, yeah. Well, it's time for the story to continue. Or is the story ended and now we're moving on? Cody came out, wants to see Brock Lesnar at what he called WrestleMania Backlash. I'm like, Cody, that was last year's theme, not this year. We don't call it that anymore. He missed that memo. So it looks like we are going to get Cody versus Brock at Backlash, you know, which, to me, no offense to Puerto Rico, that's a big match not to have here for something like SummerSlam or even for the Saudis. I thought maybe at least they would save it for the Saudis.
Well, they're trying to get Puerto Rico to come into the United States, so they're sending the American Nightmare over there. This consolation. Yeah.
The American Nightmare and Brock Lesnar. If there's any indication that what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, Bad Bunny is going to probably be teaming up with Rey Mysterio against Dom and
Priest and Dominic. Yeah,
Priest, is that Priest? Yeah, Damian Priest. I keep forgetting his name. Such a forgettable.
Yeah, character. Pretty much. Yeah.
I forget he's there even when he is there.
I think he probably forgets he's there sometimes. So, that's all right.
Yeah. So out comes Triple H on Friday Night SmackDown. Of course, he's probably just going to hype up the crowd, make sure everybody feels okay. Because everybody's worried about WWE and Vince McMahon is there. Oh, no. The whole world's going to crap.
Yeah.
So he comes out, says, blah, 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 blah. Biggest draft ever, blah, blah, blah. No details on the upcoming WWE draft. I'm assuming it'll be like last year where everybody from all three brands is just up for grabs. I hear rumblings that they have signed a few people in the last few months that have yet to make their their main roster debut. For example, Eric Young has been rehired apparently.
I read something. Yeah, he's been sitting. Apparently, yeah. He hasn't even been backstage at TV. He's just been sitting at home for a while.
Yeah, I think wasn't Chelsea signed for like a month or two before? Or at least there were rumors that she was signed like a couple of months before she started in the Rumble.
Yeah.
So apparently, maybe this could be a thing, right? Maybe they wanted, which it kind of gives the draft a little bit more of a sense of a big deal. If you're saving for some returns for the draft instead of for the night after WrestleMania, because I think the Raw after WrestleMania has its allure and sells itself. Well, maybe they feel like, okay, well, the draft is the fakest thing we do. How can we make it be more exciting? you know, and if they draft a wrestler that's not currently in their roster, I think that's something that brings excitement to the draft. At least to me, I feel like, okay, now maybe it's worth watching for once, knowing that I'm going to get somebody who's going to be a total surprise because they're not even on the roster.
Yeah.
So not necessarily a bad way to bring more excitement to the draft. So I'm interested to see. Triple H called it the biggest WWE draft they've ever had or something like that is how he titled it. So that also gives me indication that they're thinking, you know, that we may see a few surprise returns to it. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what goes. I know I've heard rumblings that the Fox wants a shakeup in their roster on SmackDown.
Okay.
So
they don't want Ronda anymore.
So we
really she's one of the main ones they don't want?
Yeah, Fox doesn't like her apparently. Which I mean, whatever.
I mean, it's Fox. I mean, who are they to say somebody's not likable? Excuse me. But yeah, so Eric, are you looking forward to the NBA draft? I mean, the NBA draft, the WWE draft.
Yeah, I love the NBA draft. It's part of my
WWE ritual. Draft. I corrected myself.
There's a couple more drafts in between now and the NBA draft. You know, we've got the NFL draft in a couple weeks. And then, you know, we've got the WWE draft in a couple weeks. So, yes, I'm very excited for the NBA draft, but let's gear towards what's happening first, and then we'll talk NBA in June.
So, are you looking forward to the WWE draft?
Yeah, I like the draft. It's always, I mean, it's not unpredictable, but it's never like predictable, but like, you know, there's going to be some NXT call-ups, you know, there's going to be that happens.
I heard one of the rumors today that the plan with the draft is to finally split up the Street Profits
across the two brands. I heard that too, yeah.
I heard about it. I just don't see that happening.
I do.
See that happening.
I do. I think it's time for Tez to shine and for Angelo to sink or swim. And honestly, Angelo's done great. Just being himself the last few, I would say, years, actually. Well, over the last year, he's done really well. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully nothing bad. I don't think that they're going to break up. I think it's just going to be one of those, like, you go your way, I'll go my way.
Yeah.
There's, once we cross paths again, we'll be BFFs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and when they split the APA and the Dudley Boys in the WWE draft, or, you know, long ago, it was kind of the same thing. They were just like
a new day.
Yeah. They're just like, all right, man, I'll see you down the road. You know, they weren't like, well, fuck you, and let's fight a dozen times first. You know, yeah, they're just, all right, time to part ways. We're still homies, but, you know,
I think with the New Day's case, I think they knew that if they did that to the New Day, the fans would have a fucking riot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, I don't know, no disrespect to the Street Profits, but there's only one New Day, and New Day, what they do commercially, it's just, there's nothing, I mean, for a group like that, I mean, that's not really nothing you want to mess with. Just leave it as is for the rest of their lives. And I mean, with the need, you got money for a long time. There's no reason to
break. Well, they also said that they never wanted to split up. Like, even if it came down to like one of those like
draft. They said that they would never split up. Like, they are too close, and everybody knows their all their stories and all that, and how close they actually all are, that it wouldn't have been believable if they split.
And look how it's worked out. You know, they both Big E and Kofi have been able to have single title runs without having to break up, right? I mean,
yeah.
So they've worked it out. Woods
King of the Ring.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that too. So it's just, yeah. I mean, it's working out. So why?
Not everybody has to break up, unfortunately. No. And, you know, it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to break people up.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes he's just been getting bored. So it's like I need something else. I need new inspiration. But anyways, whatever. Io Sky is your new number one contender for the Raw Women. Is it the Raw Women? Yeah, the Raw Women's title.
It's intriguing. So, I'm here for it.
I mean, it's cool that she got that. You know, she got a title shot. So
there's rifts in damage control. Unfortunately, because Kai and Sky thought that it should be one of their title opportunities and not Bayley's. But Bayley, being the gracious den mother that she is, was just like, "Hey, yeah, I'll give you the opportunity, sure."
I mean, obviously, no one's expecting there to be a title turn, so.
A what?
For Io to be Bianca.
Why would you not?
I just don't see it. Somebody who might not be getting drafted this year, it's one of last year's Raw picks, Gable Stevenson. As he hasn't had a match since he got drafted, and he's going back to amateur wrestling. Apparently, he's going to be at the U.S. Open, try to qualify for the for the Olympics again. So,
tremendous loss.
Gable Stevenson. I mean. What do you think is about him that WWE was not, I mean, they didn't do anything with him? I mean, they used him for a cameo at WrestleMania last year.
He probably never learned how to work.
They used him, I think, didn't he do something with Kurt Angle?
He did sometime? Like a Milk-a-Mania segment, like for his, like, for Angle's thing or whatever, for his, like, 10 years in the company type deal, but that was all that he did. He's never worked.
I probably just see him once or twice. I feel like his brother has gotten more time in NXT than Stevenson has, the Gable has brother. In the fourth member of Roddy's group,
Damon Kemp.
Yeah,
that's the he's not there anymore in Diamond Mine. That's his brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
That's his brother.
Hot damn. Learn something new every day.
It's what they titled him being his brother. Unless he's just his, like, you know, brother, not brother.
But learn something new every day.
I thought he was his family member brother, not just his brother. But
we're all brothers and brother Jack dudes when it comes down to it.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Gable Stevenson, one of the best. Wrestlers in the world.
He's no Bryan Danielson, but sure.
He's no Kurt Angle.
In amateur wrestling, definitely not. But in this day and age, where maybe amateur wrestling still a very popular sport.
Internationally, nobody really gives a shit about it here in the United States. But in other parts of the world, it's very popular. Yeah.
I like to pay attention here and there when the
no you don't. Don't lie to matches. Me. Bro, nobody throws an elbow drop in there, okay? They grab guys by the head all the time, and nobody even tries a DDT or a suplex, okay?
And I mean, like, they don't even use chairs. What the fuck?
When was the last time somebody slapped a leg doing an amateur wrestling match, okay? When was the last time somebody threw a kick doing one?
For starters, when was the last time they had a TLC match?
Seriously. And all those mats, like some kind of wimpiness, just throw each other in the ring, okay?
Yeah, can't use mats on the outside.
I know.
Pussies.
Yep. Wear trunks like a real wrestler, okay? Stop with the weird shoulder strap things.
That's only used for 7 foot tall giants.
And the headgear, what the fuck's with the helmet, huh?
That's only when they shave your head bald.
Yep. You're not taking head drops. You don't need a head helmet.
What do they do? All right. Yeah. Where was I? Yeah. So, Gabe, I don't know what they went wrong with Gable Stevenson. I mean, yeah, you could be right. He could just not have gotten the.
He probably has zero fucking charisma. You can be an amazing athlete, but if you got zero fucking charisma, I'm sorry, it ain't going far, my friend.
That's also true. A shame because I mean, it is because you know wrestling athletes like Steve. I mean, I've seen a lot of his matches. I mean,
we just discussed this. He's never had one.
He's never does any super kicks or
I see him in the Olympics.
How many Canadian destroyers can he do?
Seriously,
those are illegal in.
Can he hit a suicide dive?
There's nothing to die from. It's a mat on the floor. Yeah,
sounds like some fake shit to me.
Yeah.
Do a tope, and then we can talk about it.
Yep.
All right. Let's finish the story here. What else is going on? Okay, so the draft. Eric, you say you're excited about the draft. Not the NBA draft, not the MLB draft, not the NHL draft, not the NFL draft, but the WWE draft.
I think I'm more excited for the NFL draft, though, to be honest with you.
I ain't paying attention to any of them.
Did you enjoy the WNBA draft? I mean, it just literally happened.
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I was busy last night watching Raw.
So, poor this show Backlash, right? Puerto Rico. So, they're getting paid a handful for it. I asked already this question, but the user probably going with Brock versus Cody at this match, or just make in the show, because I was telling Danny I felt more like they should save this for like SummerSlam, or who knows, maybe give it to the Saudis because they're paying like $40 million for their show.
Why, if you're trying to establish a territory, you want to give them the good matches. If WWE wants to go back to well, I mean, look at what happened the last time they were in Puerto Rico. They got a shit ass show outside of, and even the Elimination Chamber that year, which was in Puerto Rico, was shit. Lita got hurt, like all kinds of fuck shit happened. And I don't think Puerto Rico wanted them to come back. So, I mean, why not give them the big match?
Well, then there was a really bad hurricane that kind of fucking wrecked the whole country. So it took them a while to build that thing back up, I think. That's part of it, too. And then the pandemic, the world fucking shut down for a while. So I think there was a lot of factors with why they haven't been back. But yeah, you definitely want to give them some good stuff. So people get interested and they want to see you come back and give them more.
So
the Saudis don't really care because, they're already booked for the next 10 years and they can't really get out of that shit.
Well, they just ask for whatever and they give it to them no matter what. You know, they pull people out of retirement for these Saudi shows and shit.
Yeah.
So if the Saudis want that match again, then they'll just ask for it and they'll get it.
Yep.
I don't know how much of the program the Saudis, you know, watch on a consistent basis. I don't know if, you know, if WWE is really that popular there as far as online or anything, or whether they just kind of like the live events. I don't know. Maybe that's why they, you know, they supposedly one of the Saudi princes said he wanted Yokozuna on a show. You know, not aware that Yokozuna has been dead for nearly 20 years now.
You think they'll ask for Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant?
I hope not, because nobody wants to see Hulk Hogan ever.
Well, it's the Saudis. I think Saudi Arabia is one place he will get booed in.
No.
I mean, they don't
hate America, so.
Yeah, but they don't care. But they don't care that he doesn't like colored people. They have a lot of hatred in their own hearts, so they understand that's something they can relate to.
That's true. Yeah, I guess Hogan would be the face there.
All right. So the WWE draft was announced. So apparently there were some flight issues, travel issues for Monday Night Raw, which is the real reason why Sami Zayn and Matt Riddle got to the arena as late as they did. So it wasn't
Thanks, Vince McMahon.
Yeah, way to blow it, Vince.
Damn, Vince. Now you're controlling the fucking airplanes now, too.
Uh-huh. With your stupid mustache and your just for men hair color.
So stupid. Like, now you've been ousted from creative. Now you have to control the fucking airplanes. Like, damn, Vince, how far were you willing to go?
I mean, he is the chairman of, you know, of Nico, so.
That and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee at the hospital.
Well,
and then hitting the bedpan with in the head with a bedpan by your arch rival.
So it's rumored, as Aaron you shared, I think, early this week. Speaking of the chairman, he's keeping 18%. Is the rumor number of shares, 18% of the company.
Good for him, I guess.
So I guess that makes him the largest minority owner now. With Endeavor only 51%.
I bet it's really difficult for him to accept the fact that he's a minority as a white billionaire.
I think the missus is keeping like 1.2% ownership.
I don't think he has a missus anymore.
Oh, he's got a missus.
They're still married. I mean, you know, they probably live in separate houses. She probably lives in D.C. or whatever, you know, and what the fuck ever, and he's...
I've heard they've been, like, separated for, like, almost 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, but, you know, you keep appearances and stuff. Stay married, but you're both...
Yeah, well, like, when they all went to the White House with Trump or whatever, like...
Yeah.
They look like a happy family. Yeah. Yep. But, like, they probably hadn't seen each other naked for 15 years.
I mean, she still works for Trump. She's still running one of his super PACs. So
I don't politics, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, so I think Shane and Stephanie Roundup might be running up the rest. It's just like, so the McMahon story probably may own around 20% total of the WWE now. So
do you think Shane and Stephanie still have their WWE CW stock?
Yeah.
They probably
Shane still owns WCW and Stephanie still owns ECW. You think those are help bringing in a lot of money for him?
That's
going to be the only reason why Shane got to come back.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, Shane was person non grata last year after the Royal Rumble.
Well, you know, Vince McMahon was also kicked out of his own company for, you know, illegal operations and, you know, sexual misconduct and these kind of things. And then a few months later, he puts on a mustache and a hair dye and comes back just like a soap opera. Oh, no, I'm not Johnny. I'm Johnny's evil twin. I'm Johnny's brother that he had disowned. My name is Jimmy.
Listen, he did not get ousted for having inappropriate relations or sexual misconduct. He got kicked out for paying women off
for his sexual misconduct. Yeah. So, yeah, which that's the illegal aspect.
Wow.
That he used company money as his own to pay off people. That's the illegal aspect. And to cover up people for things that he did that were possibly illegal.
Now we know the real reason why the XFL went bankrupt.
Because he was fucking the players?
Trying to fuck
the cheerleaders or something?
No, it never went bankrupt.
He just closed it down because they lost a lot of money that first season.
He filed for bankruptcy the second time around, and The Rock bought it for pennies on the dollar off bankruptcy.
Yeah. Dwayne paid like $4 million for it. What do you mean pennies on the dollar? Vince didn't even spend that much on the damn pro.
No. He spent a lot.
Vince lost over $50 million after the first season.
No. For the second go-round, he didn't
spend. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, he did. No, he did. He spent a lot of money the second season because he was all on his own. He cashed out on a lot of stock. And I think the B-class stock that he had to pay for. My guess is that he used that money. He used the XFL basically as a money laundering to be able to do some of the payoffs as well. I bet you there's a lot more stuff that he's done, but he probably used XFL money, which is not a public traded company, so there's no records of those.
I don't think that's accurate at all. I think you're just speculating quite a lot there.
Obviously, it's all speculation, but still.
I'm pretty sure if it was a money laundering company, ESPN and ABC and all of them would not have anything to do with it.
How much did Vince McMahon pay for the XFL? Let's see.
Considering that it was his invention, he didn't pay anything for it. He may have paid things for the stuff, but he didn't pay anything for the XFL. It's not like he bought it.
He invested $100 million when he restarted it.
Still not a money laundering scheme.
Definitely not, but still, yep. He spent $100 million there, according to him. So, yeah, he lost over $200 million by the time that he gave it up, sold it to The Rock. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. All right. Where were we? AAA, of course, last year they had for their 30th anniversary of Triple Mania, they had three Triple Mania shows. They're sticking to that this year. I mean, apparently it was successful enough last year. So they're having three shows, four on April 16, July 15, and August 12 in different cities in Mexico. You can get each pay-per-view on Fight for $23 or pay for all three of them for the low price of $59.99. So three Triple Mania shows will cost you less than one UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's because the dollar carries much more weight in Mexico. Yeah. It's all about, currency exchange.
So some of the matches highlighted here: Hijo del Vikingo versus Commander versus Rich Swann versus Swerve Strickland for the AAA Mega Championship. Of course, Hijo del Vikingo having a great showing this past month now between his AEW appearance and his WrestleMania weekend shows. So, yeah, and a bunch of other a bunch of big a lot of other matches, multi-person matches. No, I'm surprised that now that Kenny is back, he hasn't been booked for the show. I would have thought that he would have been going back, but no, Swerve is not the only AEW wrestler going back to AAA, as Rush is also going to be there. Blue Demon Jr. And DMT Azul versus Rush and LA Park versus Pentagon Jr. and El Patron. Alberto El Patron. So Pentagon Jr., he is teaming up with El Patron, not his brother. That's strange, but okay. Did not even know Alberto El Patron was still wrestling.
I was just going to say the same thing, yeah.
Yeah. I guess he ran out of women to beat up.
Well, you know, in Mexico, they don't really care about those things too much.
That's also true. Versus Sam Adonis and Psycho Clown in a multi-person tag team. It's going to be a mask versus mask match. Apparently, it's going to be a 10-man steel cage match. And the two final participants, the two, I guess, finalists of that match will face each other in a mask versus mask match. So that's the kind of match I would like. I don't know if the two people left are going to be the ones putting their mask on the line. I'm like, I'm losing that quickly. Yeah. I'm not going to be here lasting a long time to lose my mask, but I don't know.
Yeah, that seems a little weird. Yeah. What does the ultimate winner get, though? If you're one of those last two and you make the other guy lose his mask, like, what do you get, an extra cash prize or something? What's the incentive to not run out of the match quickly?
I don't know. And this is the other way around. Maybe it's the first two to lose.
I don't know.
But then, you know, then you just gotta wait for the whole match to finish, and then you gotta put your mask. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing there. Weird. I don't get it. All right, so we got a main event for spring break in. Grayson Waller wins the Fatal 4-Way match this past Tuesday, or today, actually. And we'll be facing off against Carmelo Hayes at spring break in.
All right. Everybody get your shoes ready. Time to drink out of them.
I still don't know why he has the shoe.
No. He drank out of the regular shoe, and then we saw him have a gold shoe like he was ready to drink out of it, but he didn't win, so he couldn't drink out of it. I don't get it.
Yeah. All right. So as we're talking about NXT and how we got here, let's talk about how we got here. Stand and Deliver. We didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, so So Tyler Bate and Chase University defeated Schism. So they, Andrew Chase retains control of his university. Yeah, because I think that's what was on the line, right? Chase University was on Hillary won got control of it. So
yeah, I think so.
Tyler
Bate, he's a huge Chase U fan.
Yeah,
who is
you?
Yeah.
Do you like Tyler Bate as part of Chase U?
He's all right. I mean, you got to have those weird art kids in your school too, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. In 17 minutes, in your NXT Women's Championship ladder match, Indi Hartwell defeats Roxanne Perez, Zoe Stark, Gigi Dolan, Lyra Valkyrie, and Tiffany Stratton. Was Indi none of our choice? I mean, I know I was going with Gigi.
Yeah, I think we were all pretty much wanting Gigi, or if not Gigi, then for Roxanne to retain. I think Indi winning kind of surprised us all.
Didn't one of you go with like Stratton or somebody?
I went with Gigi, but I said I really thought Stratton was going to win it.
Yeah, she seems to be the next one they're going to kind of push toward the top.
She's a fucking goat. Not even going to lie. She's so fucking good.
Yeah. So Indy Hartwell, needing a little bit of assistance from her.
From Sexy Dexy.
My husband, you? They never got divorced?
Yeah. Of course, we got to see a little family reunion at Send and Deliver.
Sure did. It was nice to see the way. That
was fun. So that was fun. But yeah, Indy Hartwell, your new NXT Women's Champion.
See, I like things like that. I like it when it catches me off guard.
There you go.
I don't like wrestling where I can predict literally everything that's going to happen.
Anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation.
Yep.
It's not just
Like both of y'all picking Roman Reigns to lose, and
still just wait. Still just wait for Tony Khan to make that big announcement, brother. That he and his dad bought Endeavor.
I thought that Gigi was actually going to win that match, and then JC Stupidface decided to come in and fuck our girl over. So I hope she gets slammed through a door.
You will talk to that. Feud was over with that last match they had.
I think we were all hoping it is because JC's kind of terrible.
They're acting like she's the star.
I know. We just want JC to go away.
The problem is, I think Sean was looking at Gigi, but his eyes were looking at Cora. He's like, who do we pick to be the next star? You know, and his eyes just meeting. He's like, Sean, look at who you want to push next, and he was looking at Gigi, but his eyes were like right in front of Cora.
He took a sledgehammer to the head too many times.
I like Cora, though.
Triple threat tag team match for the NXT tag team titles. Gallus defeats the family, the Creed brothers, to retain here. I think we figured this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Gallus is going to retain. The Creed brothers are ready to get called up.
Maybe. We'll have to see, I guess.
Yeah. It looked like they were trying to start a feud with the Ass Boys, but I think Pretty Deadly might be ready to come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
I mean, let's not forget a lot of these teams. Some of these guys, especially like even Gallus, right? I mean, Gallus may be new to NXT, but I mean the years they spent in NXT UK and then the years they spent in the Independents. You know, I mean, some of these guys are seasoned vets. I mean,
Yeah. That still doesn't mean you're going to get called up right away. I mean, ask Tommaso Ciampa.
Right. I mean, you get the Undisputed Era, right? I mean, Roddy's still
there. You go. Yeah. Roddy's been in there since fucking 2016.
I don't know who's going to bring
the TNA was still around.
Is Roddy going to break the Aliyah's record of longest tenure in NXT?
Maybe.
But at least he's talented.
He is. Yeah. He's really fucking talented. I'm wondering if, he may just stay in NXT and then they just kind of transition him more to player coach.
Wasn't he trying to get out at some point?
Get out of NXT or get out of WWE?
Yeah, out of his contract with WWE.
I don't know.
I mean, there was...
Rumors that he's going to All Elite and all this shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how serious it was.
I wonder if he did ask for his release when he thought the grass was greener on the other side. And now that he realized that the grass is full of dog poop on the other side, maybe he's just going to stay put. I mean, I don't know.
Or he's getting paychecks from both companies, so fuck it.
I'm sure he wants to travel with his wife, but... Who knows? I mean,
hey, did you hear that she said that she thinks she can do really special things with the AEW women's division?
Marina did?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has that potential, right?
Do they?
Sure.
I mean,
speaking of AEW, did you hear the rumor that both Nick Wayne and Billy Starks have been signed?
I don't know who Nick Wayne is.
He's a 17-year-old guy from GCW.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because they signed like a 9-year-old.
Yeah. And Tony Schiavone said on his podcast today that Billy Starks has signed with All Elite Wrestling, but there's been no specific, no graphic yet, but I'm guessing if they do announce it, it'll be tomorrow.
Right.
Now, did she sign with All Elite, or is she just going to be like signed, quote unquote, to AEW Dark Elevation?
I don't know. I mean, apparently Sky Blue just recently is officially All Elite. So yeah, she had just been working on a per appearance contract until recently. I thought she'd been signed with the company a long time.
I still don't think I know who Sky Blue is.
She's that one who looks like Cora Jade.
Until Tony puts out that tweet out there with the
Sky Blue looks just like Cora Jade. She's got a backwards hat, long hair, skinny.
Oh, that girl.
Little to no charisma. Yeah.
Hey, funny enough, Cora Jade has charisma. Time, I thought they were the same.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. Leave Cora alone.
Her whole charisma is I'm AJ Lee from 2013, and that's why you love her so much, okay?
Hey.
But she's not AJ Lee, okay? You have to get that through your head.
Hey, we don't slander mommy on here, okay?
Who's mommy?
AJ Lee's the fucking goat.
She's mommy, though?
Absolutely.
No, that's
she's mom to like half the women's division. Like every single one of them call her mother.
That's kind of weird. Isn't she like 13?
AJ? No, she's at least 16.
Okay. There's grass in the field, then play, I guess, right?
Okay, King, calm down. That sounded like some Jerry Lawler shit.
Probably.
In a fatal five-way match for the NXT North American title, Wesley retains by defeating Axiom, Dragon Lee, Ilja Dragunov, and JD McDonough. I think I had Dragon Lee winning this one.
Yeah, I did too. I think we all did.
I didn't think Wesley was going to win it, that's for sure.
No.
But, I mean...
Wesley, Keith Lee, Dragon Lee. How many Lees we got? AJ Lee, Trevor Lee.
This is quite the banger of a match. I mean, it did everything it was supposed to do for, as usual NXT that the North American title matches do. I think
Lees are there.
This was definitely my favorite match of the night, of the afternoon, of the show. Yeah, of the show. Let me specifically say that. Because there were,
Is there any more Lees that we missed?
Probably.
Just regular Lees, Bruce Lee?
No, wrestling Lees.
Wrestling in...
The Lee family.
Yeah, the Lee family. The wrestling Lee family. They're the greatest dynasty in professional wrestling history.
Gotcha.
Greatest.
How many
Lees? Wrestling has more than one royal family, sir.
I know they have the Anoa'is.
Did you guys include the people with first name Lees, like Lee Johnson, Lee Moriarty, Lee?
I don't even know who them are.
Yeah. No, because it's got to be Lee has to be your surname, okay? Not your first name. That's not how it works.
I mean, you can say that maybe that there was a surname, but in Japan they put their surname first.
But those guys aren't in Japan; they're in the United States and on AEW Dark.
Oh, okay, that's why I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You don't watch the free stuff on YouTube.
I barely watch the stuff on TV.
Did you guys name that the girl from Tough Enough that died?
Rest in peace, Sarah.
Sarah Lee. Mm-hmm. Nobody doesn't like Surly.
Yeah. I was really, really, I rooted for her to win the whole thing.
I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw. Okay.
Yeah, I think you guys got all the Lees. Wait, did you guys talk about Jake Lee?
I don't know who that is.
No, we were talking about people in that have come through WWE at this point, sir. We're not just talking about any and everybody. We're not going to talk about Chong Lee. We're not going to talk about Tommy Lee. Okay.
No, I don't know who any of those people are.
Jake Lee's a wrestler from Pro Wrestling Noah.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about him. We're talking about people in the WWE, sir. We're not just talking about anybody and everybody. Okay.
How about Kaylee Ray?
No, because that's not her surname. That's her middle name. That's not really? She's not part of the Lee family. She just has Lee in her name. That's very different. You don't get the gimmick yet, okay? I'm sorry, it's not that difficult.
maybe that was her first last name. You know, people have two last names. I have two last names.
It's not hyphenated though.
There's no hyphenated though.
My last name is not hyphenated for it to be So
well, then you don't technically have two last names. You have one
I
last
do
name.
Have two last names.
You have a middle. You have a second middle name, probably.
No. I do not. I have my first name, my middle name, and my two last names. Yeah.
I don't think the government allows you to have two last names.
The proving government does.
They're not real though. They don't count. We're talking about USA and the WWE, sir.
This man said they're not real. Shit.
Well, all right then.
There's only one government around here, and that's the United States of America.
Yep.
All right. Well, then, in that case, I think you got all the Lees. I can't think of any other Lee in America.
In the U.S. In the WWE, sir.
In the WWE.
That's the gimmick too.
Let's get more specific. You only have to be. In the WWE,
you have to have at least passed through the WWE system. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, where were we? Johnny Gargano defeats Grayson Waller in an unsanctioned match
that they signed a contract for, which confused a lot of people, but. It was not a contract for the match. It was a liability waiver, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They signed a liability waiver saying that NXT was not responsible for what happened to either of those men during that time in the match.
We had fans hopping barricades and hitting wrestlers with kendo sticks.
Yeah. I wish
one
I could
day
do
I'm going to try it and see what happens.
I guess that's what I was thinking,
just walk around and keep hitting him with a kendo.
Yeah. It's an unsanctioned match. You can't do anything to stop me. You have no power here.
I didn't think about that. That's actually fair, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's unsanctioned. They can't do anything to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I guess security could ask you to leave, but, you know.
Where's the fun in that?
It's not. Just ask that guy who tried to dance with Seth Rollins.
All right. So, good on Johnny Wrestling. If he's Gray Waller. I mean, it wasn't really a big loss for Waller. He went from losing this match and probably part of his pride to become the number one contender for the NXT Championship. So, you know.
Every loss is a big loss.
Yeah.
Wins and losses matter, brother.
NXT Tag Team titles, women's titles are on the line. Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. Defeated Fallon Henley and Kiana James to win the titles.
Yeah, Scottish magic,
and,
baby.
Continue to be dissension there with Briggs and Jensen there. Poor Jensen just slid the strut there, not sure what to do.
Does
he help his girl out? Does he not help his girl out?
That baby bull conflicted.
Yeah. So, yeah, new titles. Good for Alva Fire and Isla Dawn. I feel like Isla Dawn's been just in that middle spot, lost between UK, and NXT. And was she injured for a moment? Or am I just mistaken?
Maybe.
And maybe. I don't know.
I never watched the UK.
Yeah. Well, it's a continent on the other side of the world.
I'm glad that you specified that for me, or else I would have never known that.
Thank you.
You know, it takes a foreigner sometimes. Your main event, Carmelo Hayes defeats Bron Breakker to become the new NXT champion. It took every trick out of Carmelo Hayes' pocket. I don't know if that's the right wording. Anyways, play on words. Hayes finds a way to defeat Breakker. And now Bron is a bad guy.
Well, because his dad's an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's guilty by association at this point, I think.
I mean, I think especially in where he's at, he's definitely going to get booed. He's going to pay for his dad's sins. He's going to get booed, I mean, people were definitely happy that he lost.
Well, I think a lot of that is just because of they wanted Carmelo to win it. I don't think it was so much like, oh, fuck Bron Breakker, we don't want him to have the belt. I think at that minute, it was they wanted Carmelo to win.
It's been hot for Melo for a couple of months at this point. So, yeah, it was more so they were just wanting Melo to win, not necessarily Bron to lose.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want Bron to win the title back anymore. So, and then he's a bad guy. So, Carmelo, I mean, I think you guys both may have picked Carmelo to win.
Sure did.
I feel like I was the only one thinking Bron might retain. But,
Bron sucks.
I unmuted my TV for like a minute here and there during the match and just hearing the people's reactions and whatnot. I definitely think it was a good call. And Carmelo as NXT champion definitely does bring a lot of different opportunities. With Bron already defeating people from within NXT and outside of it.
Likable and has more charisma anyway. So,
well, yeah, I'm with you in the charisma part. So he's got spring break in and Waller. How long do you think Melo goes with this title run?
Couple months, probably.
I would think at least a little while. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot he can do with it. You know, he just, you know, he's only had it enough for a rematch at this point. So I think he's still got some time to see what he can do with it. I mean, I don't really think anybody else is ready yet to step up and take it from him.
Right.
I mean, there's several people who put up good challenges. You know, Grayson Waller's there, but I still don't think it's his time to be champion. I think he's got a little bit more time before he's ready to take that top title.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? Waller may be heading up to the main roster.
And that's true, yeah. Drinking shoes on Monday Night Raw, baby.
Because you know they love guys that can talk good.
Yep, love big guys, good looking, young, moves well, can talk good. They love him.
Maybe Ric Flair can be his manager.
No.
Let's just have Ric Flair walk into a big fire or something.
Let's have Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan just finally stop making wrestling appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not, but we don't need them anymore.
Yeah. They're only there to serve themselves. They're not there to serve anybody else.
Not that we ever needed Hogan, but...
Well, listen, if Hogan didn't exist, I probably wouldn't have liked wrestling. We probably wouldn't have had this podcast. We probably wouldn't be talking right now.
Probably wouldn't be talking to each other, but I'd probably still be talking at some point.
Well, yeah.
Talk. Yeah.
But... I mean, Patrick would be talking. He probably wouldn't be speaking English, though, right?
Yeah, probably not. I probably would still be watching TV novellas at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
When we properly have soap operas, not at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
I know, right? Not when nobody can watch them. That's weird.
I know. Only old people are, and this is why, like, you they put commercials for, like, you know, those
yeah, medical, like, power chairs and
exactly, yeah,
diabetes medication. Mm-hmm. Yep, because that's who's watching them. Yeah. That's who's sitting at home. People who are too old or too injured to work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm like, you miss the good soap operas that way. But yeah. So that was Stand and Deliver. Spring Breaking is next. And yeah. I'm not sure what comes after for NXT. I'm sure they'll lose a handful of people to the draft. Anybody else you think might get called down to NXT?
Hmm.
I mean, wasn't the last person getting brought down Jinder, right?
Maybe. Maybe. I thought he was, but then I don't remember him doing much.
He's been with the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's with... Team. Yeah.
Because he lost the Bollywood boys. Now he has to go back to the other...
Indian guys, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
well, so didn't that guy come out and who did we see him attack after a match? Attacked Wesley or something? Am I unless I'm not thinking right?
Jinder attacked Wesley? Vengeance Day?
Yeah.
Who'd
Shear come out and attack? He attacked somebody. Was it Wesley or Dijak maybe?
Oh, it was Dijak. Yeah,
it was Dijak. So have they had a fight or anything? I mean.
No,
not Dijak's a heel. This guy's kind of seems like a heel. That's I did like when Dijak said the other night they need to stop saying Retribution on Raw, though.
They've been saying Retribution a lot.
Yeah, and he was like, then you need to quit that. You're giving people bad flashbacks, okay? He's got PTSD from those days.
I mean, let's look at this,
wasn't
right?
In Retribution. How? That was T-Bar.
There you go, that jerk T-Bar, yeah.
Who has fair... Who's doing the best out of Retribution? Let's see here.
Nobody.
His leader is jobbing out to guys three times his size. Mia Yim was part of the club for like a minute.
She still is. The club's just broken right now.
Yeah.
Right, they're on timeout. So she's part of the club. Let's see. Mercedes got fired. Shane got fired. Dijak got moved up back to NXT. And what's the other guy's name? The one that's in the premium model?
Mace,
he's a premier model.
So none of them are really high on the totem pole right now.
Am I missing anyone? Or was that it?
That was
Shane Haste is in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I guess he's the biggest winner.
Yeah. He's also wrestling an Impact some too with
Wait, didn't Mercedes win a championship?
That's true. She won the Ring of Honor. She was wearing Ring of Honor Women's Championship, right?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Okay.
But Ring of Honor doesn't even exist anymore. That shit, that's not Ring of Honor, so that doesn't even really count.
Yeah.
There's no honor there. There's a ring, but there's no honor.
Honor's real.
Honor no more.
There you go.
Apparently, Mika was leaving messages to us. Well, we've been talking.
Cool. Yeah. She's on the call, but she's leaving messages in the chat instead of talking to us, I guess. I guess.
Yeah, she said, I'll steal him a title. Capital Collision, I'll be there. I will steal him a title. I don't know what we were talking about at that moment, but okay.
Mika, if you young boy for anybody cool, you got to make him video call me.
Whoop, smiley face. Oh, Dawkins blows.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah,
he's not in a good way. Okay. Yeah. Toss him out a barbershop window. Okay.
You suck, Mika.
So Mika wants the Jannetty. He wants him to get Jannetty. Okay. Woo.
How rude of her.
I mean, of the team, Dawkins certainly is not the star, but that doesn't mean he's the fall into visual obscurity with the nobody either.
I wish that these chats came with timestamps because I wanted to think about what she was thinking about when she said, shake my effing head.
I mean, okay, ask her to elaborate if she's still listening. Well,
I'm out. But she says. Mm. Then she says, LOL. Screaming, LOL. Then she's crying. I guess she didn't
laugh.
I
mean, she's left
now, but yeah, no.
I think that's when we're talking about Hogan and Flair just need to go off and die somewhere.
I wish probably. They would.
Yeah. So
sure would be nice if they would.
So that's all I have. That's all we have. We're not gonna cut off today.
All right.
Nope. I refuse. Now that as people are wondering, like, what happened to last week's show? I'm still in the editing phase. I got to put it together. As we had to record two shows to finish the end of the first show, which is kind of weird. We got caught off, but it's all good. That and today's episode will be coming out later this week. But yeah, so fun stuff. New Japan Pro Wrestling will be in the States this weekend. Watch him on pay-per-view or just wait a little bit while and you'll be able to see them on, on demand. Other than that, you see me cut the shows. Buy her a drink. Well, she's working, isn't she? Buy her a drink anyway. She'll appreciate it. Yeah, and then... Man, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. The backlash and I'll be in the draft. They haven't said a specific day for the draft, but all roads lead to the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, WrestleMania 40. WrestleMania 40 will be funny because it'll be the first WrestleMania under the Endeavor umbrella. And so, man, that's going to be interesting to see. Can't wait to see what happens the next few days, few weeks, as we continue to, get on this WrestleMania detox and go into the summer. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. So, Eric, did you get tickets for the game?
No, they're not out yet.
No. Well, I wish you more luck than I had with Metallica, with Queen plus Adam Lambert tickets, and may the Celtics win. And that's all I gotta say about that. So please make sure you go and check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever you hear podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at FOW Radio. Danny's on Twitter at Danny F in Danger. Mika's on Twitter at Mika Villas. Eric's on Twitter at EJ423X. I'm on Twitter at YellowmanPA. And until next time, keep watching wrestling.